Welcome to The Hitch, week one.
Day three.
Day three was better than day two.
It would be hard to be worse.
So that's good. We reduced some of our stresses and our babies. We got rid of two babies today. Less babies is less stress.
So last night we had spent 3 hours attempting to back the trailer into a spot in a very tight alley, and we failed. And so we were left with the stress of that, coupled with the unknown, what the hell do we do with a 27-foot trailer in the middle of a city? Just parked on the street didn't seem really viable. Mm-hmm. Plus, our dog was stressed the hell out. I went to sleep last night with, like, my head literally felt like it was full of bees. I barely slept.
Yeah, same. Well, it didn't help that our two-year-old decided that he was ready to get up at 12:50.
That's true. And then again at 4.
Yeah, he was, like, ready to party. He was like, I'm good.
Yeah, he ate a banana at 1 in the morning.
It was, like, right when I'd fallen asleep, so that was... that's just how it goes.
But it was just that stress, that off-gassing of stress. I could not sleep at all. And my head just kept getting worse and worse. Like,
it felt like when back in the day I would do like a 12-hour drive day, you know, back when I was young and had that kind of energy. And you come off of that and you just are so wired and you need like a glass of wine or something.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that last night, and I was very wired. And we hadn't driven for 12 hours, but it felt like it. So, yeah. Anyway, so, we are in the city because you have a conference.
Yep.
And we have stuff we need to do for a week. So we're actually not going to be in the Airstream for a week. And we knew that anyway, which is why we were trying to park it at our friend's house. So this is kind of a break before the big adventure
continues. The big push.
Yeah, before the big push. And so we knew all these things anyway. We just thought we could finagle it in the city. Anyway.
We couldn't. So.
And so our dog was actually going to be boarded anyway.
Yeah. But
today we made the good decision, hey, why don't we do it a day early?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's going to be boarded while we're at this conference at a hotel. So we knew that anyway, but we were like, let's just call and see.
Yeah.
Let's just call and see. And they said yes. So
I've never seen her more happy.
She was happy.
To go to like a daycare or boarding place. She was not.
She was stressed out.
She was very stressed out here for whatever reason.
And she's already stressed out. Yeah,
she is a high maintenance dog.
She was happy. This morning we decided, well, you were the one who called around and found a place.
Yeah, so I had done a Google search for, like, RV storage, you know, like, there are places that you can store trailers, and they'll charge you by the month, but that's a lot cheaper than a campsite for a couple of days, you know. So it was like, okay, well, we can find one of those. I'm sure there's one on the outskirts of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And, you know, one popped up right away and it looked awesome. And they opened at 8 a.m. and I think I called it 8:01.
Yeah,
and I was like, you know, this very nice.
We were waiting around for 8 a.m., which is really kind of sad.
You know, and this woman answered and I'm like, here's my problem. Can I get a space? I'm happy to pay for a month, but can I get in? And she was like, no, I'm sorry. We're booked up. And I was like, oh, really? And on their website, they had two locations. I'm like, at both your locations? And she's like, actually, we have three locations, and they're all booked. So are all the other RV places around. I don't even know what's happening this summer.
What's up, Minneapolis?
Yeah. Because like, get out on the road, people.
Are you supposed to go
open those spots up for us?
Like, keep it there over the winter when it snows forever here.
Yeah.
Bust it out when you can.
She was like, no, but she was incredibly helpful. And I was like, is there anywhere you know of that can do that? She was like, you know what? Try the Easy Park by the airport. Here's their phone number. Here's, you know, like, I've heard they take trailers. And so I called up and they did. And they had two spots left. Just two. My guy Kurt at the Easy Park.
He hooked you up.
He hooked us up. Yeah.
Yeah.
He hooked us up. So we had to kind of get back on the horse, though. Like, the idea, like, there was definitely something about last night. I think it was the, like, realization of, like, oh, the trailers are hard.
Yeah, right? We're not instantly good at this.
Yeah. That it was like, oh, Jesus, now we have to drive it again.
Well, I was not recovered from our expedition yesterday. So I remember this morning at one point being like, look, I agree. We should see if the dog can go early, but let's just wait on the Airstream. Like, my thinking was like, our friends live in a nice neighborhood. The neighbors seem chill. Let's just, you know, I think it'll be okay for a day and then we can do it tomorrow. But you were right in the decision to just be like, let's just do both. Boom, boom. So
reduce our variables completely. Yeah. But so you once again truckered it right down.
I really didn't want to get back in. But, you know, here's the thing. You have to. I mean, we can't be afraid of this. We have to just keep pushing. And we just have to, you know, I mean, one thing about being parents is that we already know you just have to push through when you're tired anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do that all the time. So I had that same mentality of like, okay, doesn't matter how tired and burned out I am. That's some good trucking advice, I guess, though. You're not supposed to drive when you're tired and burned out. But we weren't going very far.
No, it was like 8 miles away.
It was like 8 miles.
It was like two roads. Yeah, it was actually straightforward and fine.
Straightforward, but I didn't realize Minneapolis and St. Paul were so like windy, spinny, turny.
They really like their windy roads.
They're like pirouetting highways.
There was one part where it was like the highway just does an entire circle and then up a ramp. And we never left the highway.
Right, we're looking at the GPS, and I'm like, why is there, like, a knot in this highway? Yeah. Like, it just was like a loop.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was like a roller coaster loop, and I, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we did it. It wasn't as bad.
No.
You know, one thing about being tired and burned out is things seem generally worse than they are in reality. It was totally fine, and dropping it was amazingly easy.
I unhooked it for the second time, and it took 20% less time.
It was so fast.
20 times less time. Like, I was like
5 minutes.
Yeah, it was like, oh, I know how to do this. The first time I unhooked it, I was like watching YouTube videos for a half an hour.
Right.
You know, and this time it was just like, oh, I get it. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. You were in the trailer.
I was in, and like, you were like, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
I was just,
and you were like, we're done. I'm like, yeah, even the car isn't even attached to this thing anymore. Yeah,
that was.
Yeah.
So. But the funny thing is, we loaded the dog up because we did it all at once. We were like, reducing our variables by two. And so that was a good thing. Like, we didn't want to. We were burned out, but we did the trailer, which was much easier than I thought it would be. Then we did the dog, which was incredibly easy. She just waltzed right into
it was like a cartoon. So it was like boink, 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 tail wag, jump, run. Yeah, that was it. She was ready.
And she loves being boarded because she loves playing with other dogs, and she's just a goofy nutball who loves a lot of things. But she just walked in. Like, she, like, lived there. It was great.
Yeah.
And so we're like, all right, I guess we're good. Driving away from those two.
Oh, my God.
Felt pretty liberating today.
I walked into the parking lot after dropping the dog, and I was like, I think I might cry. Like,
I wanted to do, like, donuts. It was so easy to drive, and I didn't have to worry about changing lanes. And I was just like, our like, giant SUV felt like a smart car.
It
was, like, so small feeling.
Yeah, it was. It was good. It was really like, I was in such a bad headspace when I woke up this morning. Lack of sleep, too much stress. And like, I got to actually like do real work this week.
Well, that's the thing.
Which
you have a work
is
week.
A shift from a road, you know, road trip head. Yeah. And like, I was able to make that transition and actually like in the middle of my super stress while I was killing time waiting for the Easy Park to open so I could call Kurt. You know, I actually got some work done and like now I'm ready to do some work.
Yeah.
Ready to move to a hotel for a little bit.
Yeah.
Both me and our older son are holding out on showers till we get to
the
hotel.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, you can take a shower before we get to the hotel at our friend's house.
Gotta,
but they're like, no.
No, got to really soak it in at the hotel.
And it's weird because it's just is the way it is, but it's like, I don't want to stop yet, but at the same time, this is a perfect time for a break. Because, you know, obviously we just got going, but it was, I think of it almost like a little preview. And then we have the work that you need to do and the hotel experience, and then we'll get back on. We'll get back on that horse that bucked us off.
Yeah.
We're getting back on.
And we're never going backwards.
And we're never going backwards. It's like pull through for life.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to pay premium campsite fees from now on.
When I called Kurt, I was like, just tell me, do I have to back it up? And he was like, nope, they're pull through. I was like, okay, we're in.
I was like straight up PTSDing this morning about having to back up.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, we can just leave it on the street for like a day. I was like, I just need a day. I can't back it up. But you know.
Kurt hooked us up.
Pull through.
And Kurt about to embark on his own road trip.
Is that
He's driving down to Chicago with his wife this week. We're swapping places. They're going to watch. He was all, I'm a big baseball fan.
What's his deal? Sox or Cubs?
Minnesota Twins.
Okay.
He's going to watch the Twins play the Cubs.
Of course.
Then he and his wife are taking the train up to Milwaukee to watch the Twins play the Brewers.
Yeah, all right.
They were in.
Sorry.
This is why I was in the office for so long. I learned
like,
a lot about Kurt. He officiates high school baseball games. I know his whole life story.
Super baseball guy.
Yeah. All right. You learn a lot at the Easy Park.
Well, yeah, and the rest of the day was like a normal day.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part. And I, like I said to our friends, I think I'm one good night's sleep away from feeling human again.
But let's go get that nice sleep.
Let's do it.
The Hitch is recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at Tin Can Evangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please rate and review The Hitch on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and tell your friends to subscribe as well. And we'll see you on the road!